Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hi there. Good morning. Oh, what a great day it's going to be. We might even see some sunshine. That's what I hear rumors of. So
I thought it was going to be cold.
Cold and sunny.
Cold and sunny.
Which is
today
just fine,
tomorrow.
Too. The sun makes a big difference.
That's right. So I've got my flowers on, my cherry blossoms, hoping and wishing for some sunshine. But we might get some snow in some areas in the latter
part of
the week.
That is true, too.
Yes. So. Oh, welcome winter. We're in the heat of it. So, oh, welcome to Leading
welcome
Edge.
Welcome winter. We're in the
welcome
heat of
winter.
It.
Oh, wait. How did I say that? We're in the thick of it.
That's right. In the thick.
I didn't have coffee. I stopped to get coffee. I waited behind a bunch of cars. I'm like, there are never cars at 5:30 in the morning. What's up with this? And then I get up there and they say, "Why, sorry, we can't do the coffee. We're cleaning the machine." Yeah. So,
well, we have coffee here.
I said, "I'll get a giant ice water, please." So, thank you. Yeah. Well, Dr. Samira Umeb in the studio, Dr. Jerry Mixon. How was your week? Anything exciting that you need to share with us?
No, the really exciting stuff is not fit
not
for a
shareable.
Family show.
Yeah.
Well, I volunteered him to be a babysitter, which he laughed at me. And then he came in early and went to lift weights before the show started. So, yeah, he's just
me.
Just you.
And no coffee needed. He's probably has
and
his
no
tea.
Coffee needed, yes.
I have tea. I had my two coffees.
Okay.
My already. Wife fixes me a small black coffee with breakfast, and then after breakfast, she brings me a large mug with a cappuccino.
Oh.
And then I sit and read the Wall Street Journal while drinking my cappuccino, and
all
then
right,
I go out
everybody.
And hit the trail.
He's just
there
spoiled. I will tell you, I do not
that.
Do that to my husband. I love him dearly, but I do not serve him anything.
Mine was snoring in bed.
So. But we do take care of each other.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Well, you know, my wife is kind of she's a strange mix. On the one hand, she is the bravest, most adventurous woman I have ever met. Okay. I mean, you know, she left China at 20 and spent 3 years on a gambling ship going round and round Asia. And then she went off to Europe to work, where she got a motorcycle and traveled all across both Western and Eastern Europe. Now,
wow.
you know, a woman charging across the Czech Republic on a motorcycle. So, I mean, these were some of the things that interested me about I had to get to know this girl. You know, at the same time, when she first came to live with me, now, I had been single for 17 years, and so I can take care of myself. I'm used to picking up after myself and doing my own dishes.
Or leaving it where it is.
No, I never did. I kept my house neat.
Yeah.
I did have a housekeeper who came in every other week just to do dusting and vacuuming
yeah,
stuff. But
that's cleaning awesome. Stuff. Yeah.
This was mine.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first meal we shared in my home, I got up from the table. I picked up my dishes, and I carried them to the sink and put them in. And I heard this little sob behind me, and I turned around. And she was standing there with tears running down her cheek.
Oh.
And I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And she said, "But that's my job."
Oh, I can imagine her big brown eyes just like,
And so this fierce, adventurous, brave woman considers a big part of her job is taking care of me and seeing to it that I am happy.
Well, also, you know,
he's pretty happy.
I am pretty happy.
You know, yeah, you are. And also, you know, the difference in home and outside of home, and the home being my territory, and I'm responsible for making it the way I want it.
Yes.
And a lot of women like that. They like the colors they like, the decor they like, the light they like.
And the house is her fiefdom completely. I mean, she picks the paint, she picks the fabric, she picks the furniture, she picks everything in the house. In fact, when we first got together, she did lay down a rule for me. And she said, Jerry, I know you love what you do, and I know you travel a lot. And she said, take whatever time you need to conquer the world. But when you do come in my door, the possessive my door, I don't want to see an impassive doctor's face, and I don't want to hear a businessman's voice. I want my Jerry in this house. Mm-hmm. And so the rule is I don't do work from home. You know, we have a little home office, but that's for her and Ivory to use. I do no work from home. That's just the rule.
Lucky. No, that's really good. Nice. You know, yeah, you take the jacket off, take the shoes off at the doorstep, leave
that's
them
right.
over there.
There you and go, and you are now the husband
now
and the dad. Yeah,
in his household, the shoes stay in the garage.
Yes.
No shoes in the house.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we do the same.
I decorate and do all the house stuff.
Yeah.
Husband has the garage and his office.
Right.
Which isn't decorated, which drives me crazy. I'm like, okay, you just got to put a couple of things. Oh, no, it's my office. I'm like, okay, you're right. It is your office. Yes. He was a bachelor for many years before I got him. So, well, here we are, Leading Edge Medicine. Let me throw out that phone number in case you were waiting and wanting to be one of the first ones in today. That's always a good thing. 800-465-8770 is that number to get through. That's 800-465-8770 with your questions for Dr. Mixon or Dr. Umat this morning. You can be in the queue and be one of the first ones on the show in the next few moments. And while we're waiting for that first call at 800-465-8770, let's find out what is happening in the medical world.
Well, it's a big day for us today at the clinics.
Yes.
The clinics are all, well, Kirkland Clinic is open and buzzing with activity already this morning.
Wow,
because the health fair is today.
Mm-hmm.
We are fully booked and the teams are extra. People are coming in to make sure that the experience is good for everybody.
Good.
And we're very super excited about it. We've been talking about it, prepping for it, planning for it, hoping everything will go seamlessly today. So my good wishes are going that way.
Wonderful.
And I'm waiting to hear back from them. They've already told me that the doors are open and they're there. We start at 9.
At 9
so
o'clock.
There's still plenty of time. They're getting the coffee ready.
Oh, good.
They're getting the paperwork ready.
And this is for the folks that have signed up for the gallery test.
That's right.
All morning long. And you,
that's right.
It's like we filled up again. And now we're just looking at maybe in a month or so doing Tacoma.
Well, sometime in February.
February.
Yeah. We already have a wait list.
Yeah.
So, you know, please call if you are interested and you want to get on that wait list. Then it's our responsibility. Then we will call you back.
It's a test that screens for 50 different cancers.
Yes.
So one blood test that will screen for 50 different cancers at the same time. $1,250, which is about $25 per cancer, which is a pretty cheap screen.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about it, longevity patients have had access to this for all of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first started talking about it, $1,250 seemed like it is the most expensive test we offer.
Yeah.
But I am amazed at how many people want to know.
They do.
Yes. People want to know. People are willing to pay. Yeah. To know.
Well, and that, you know, that's not just for a raw test, too, though, because one of our physicians will evaluate the test.
Yeah.
And call them up and, you know, talk to them about their test results afterwards.
Yeah,
but there's a physician consult included in 50 tests.
No, the point is that, you know, the objection always was, well, nobody's going to want to pay out of pocket
do
the test. But I'm surprised that that's not the objection at all.
No, it isn't.
People are looking for something.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the reality is I was told that before I started Longevity Medical Clinic.
Yeah.
That I would starve to death, that no one was going to pay for medical care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I said, wait a second. People pay $10,000 and $12,000 for a 10-day vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. And we charge half that for a year's care. You know,
Yeah.
If you can afford a car, you can afford vacation, you can afford longevity.
Well, I had these doctors sitting next to me at the conferences that I've been going to recently locally right here in town, and they're all doctors from Swedish and other local hospitals. But a lot of them are concierge providers, mm-hmm. private primary care and internal medicine providers. And they have all jumped ship and are doing similar to what you do, but not the same level because they kind of do a hybrid between insurance and concierge. But they all tell me that they will never go back to the old way of practicing medicine.
No. I'm not going to take orders from an insurance company as to what the insurance company clerks think my patients need.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just stupid.
There you go. Well, you mentioned it was one of the most expensive tests, but it's probably one of the most important tests, too, to get some answers and alleviate some anxiety or give our patients a heads up as to this is what's going on.
Well, and if
let's
we find,
jump on it.
Yeah, if we find a cancer signal before they have symptoms, that's the time to cure the tumor. That's the time to intervene and solve the problem early, not after it's already spread around your body.
Right. So we're excited today at the clinic in Kirkland. That's what's going on. So big news there. All right. You ready to take a call? We've got some phone callers line already. We're going to head to Gig Harbor first. We have Jim on the line. Hi there, Jim. Good morning.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning. I have a real quick question. I hear that you talk about, doctor, about Cialis daily or something that's equivalent to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have a aortic dilation, and it's a 3.5 centimeters. Is there a problem with me taking a Cialis?
You have to check with your vascular surgeon about that. I'm not aware of any problems. In fact, since the drug tends to lower blood pressure, my guesstimate would be that it would not only be safe, it might even be beneficial. But, this is not my area of expertise. So, I will clearly label that as my guesstimate. I would like you to chat with your vascular guy to be sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I want to know. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Okay. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
You too, Jim. Thank you. Let's go to caller number two here. Nick from Tacoma calling in. Hi there, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I have a question, doctor. I've got kind of this weird scenario. I think I might be diabetic, but I go to the doctor and I do fasting glucose because I'm also being treated at the cancer care. I've got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
They test the crap out of me every time I go up there, and I pull about a 90 as far as my fasting glucose. That, and they don't test for A1C up there because it's really not in their panel. But I go to my primary care doctor, and I've never pulled higher than a 5.8. And he, but I have symptoms. I eat, and I tend to, this happened about 3 years ago, and then it seemed to kind of recede and resolve. And then this last couple weeks, I'm eating and I get kind of headachy and a little bit dizzy after a certain amount of time, let's say an hour or two, and I've got some neuropathy going. Mm-hmm. And I went to my doctor and so I'm waiting to hear back from him on this last A1C, but I don't know. I don't know what else it could be. It's just really puzzling.
Well, you're pre-diabetic. You are in the range that you are officially pre-diabetic, 5.7 and above is prediabetes. At these levels, you're getting the same changes you will get from overt diabetes. You just get them slower. Okay, that 6.5 for an A1C or over 120 for a fasting blood sugar, those are arbitrary lines we have drawn. Okay, in medicine, sure, we define normal as everything within two standard deviations of the mean. So they find the mean blood sugars, and two standard deviations from that in each direction encompasses 95.6% of the population. 2.2% of the people are low, 2.2% of the people are high. That was how they came up with the definition of diabetes. You were in that top 2.2%. Now, as our population has gotten fatter and our insulin resistance has climbed, that population is much, much larger now than the 2.2%. And so, but your body knows nothing about this arbitrary line that we drew. Okay. What's happening to you is your very high insulin levels are probably driving you towards fat production and away from muscle. The high average glucose is glycosylating, damaging every tissue in your body. So your brain is shrinking faster. Your joints are degenerating quicker. Okay. Your muscles are shrinking faster than they would if you were down around 5.1, 5.2 instead of 5.8. In fact, at 5.7, you're losing brain tissue twice as fast as you would at 5.2. That's the situation you're in.
Okay.
So we, you know, I don't wait for people to become an overt diabetic. We intervene when we see you at 5.5, 5.6. Our goal is to drive you down around 5.2.
At the very least, you should have your doctor get you a continuous glucose monitor so you can have a better idea of what your levels are without poking yourself. It's just an app that attaches to your smartphone, and you can check 100 times in a day if you want, but it'll educate you about what foods are good for you and what are not. And prediabetes is completely reversible. You also have a malignancy, so you have to be doubly careful, but this is reversible. But you just got to be more proactive. So whatever symptoms you're feeling, do pay attention to them. They need work, but you can change this around.
And if you were a patient at Longevity, we would go after this aggressively.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is our part of our bread and butter.
Physicians are now treating prediabetes with medication to reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Is that helpful for you, Nick?
Okay. Yeah, it's just that, you know, you kind of hit a stone wall sometimes with your primary care because they just they do the little quick checklist, and if it doesn't mean they don't move you any farther, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's yep, that's right. Yeah, you know, the problem with many of the managed care is if you fall in their pigeonholes, you get good care. If you fall outside of their pigeonholes, they don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call, Nick. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine, and there's room for you on the phone lines at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We're going to talk a little bit more about what we do at Longevity to dive right in and help you if you are pre-diabetic and diabetic with our health analysis. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And Dennis, we're going to talk with you too. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
I'm in the longevity program in Linwood with Dr. Armstrong, and I'm very happy. And one of the things I realized why it's being very successful for me is that I feel like I have a personal coach.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
I was standing back with more Leading Edge Medicine. We were just talking to Nick about the diabetic symptoms he was feeling, and his number was at highest 5.8. But I love that Longevity, you know what? We don't mess around with that.
No.
We dive right in, which is why the health analysis is so important, because that is one of the tests we do for free that lets the doctors know exactly what's going on.
You know, the fun thing was he mentioned that they won't do the hemoglobin A1C, right?
Yeah. Why not?
And well, not only that, but it changes all the time.
Wow.
And it's January, right? So I remember, Jerry, I had just started working here. It was my first or second year. And this lady, now she's in her late 80s, early 90s. Her husband is in his mid 90s. They're still patients. They've been here longer than I've been here. And I was just giving them a hard time. I was young in those days, giving her a hard time. Well, you know, the sugar went up, blah, blah, blah. And she just looked at me straight face as can be. And she looked at me and she said, well, doctor, obviously you haven't heard about the national grace period. And I was like, what? And I have not forgotten her. I love her dearly, but she taught me an important lesson. So I'm more patient now. But the point is that we need the data. And I see trends all the time. I see my patients that are active in the wintertime, that are skiers, that don't let that A1C rise in the winter.
Yep.
And those that are more active in the summer. Their levels are lower in the summer. But then there are people that, you know, are out more, socializing more in the summer, that drink more wine in the summer.
And their numbers and go up.
Oh, it's so fun to look at those trends, and you talk to them. How did you know? I said, well, I've been taking care of you for a long time. I'm reading your numbers.
I know.
Yeah, and the National Grace Period, I would presume, would be the first half of January when you're recovering from Christmas.
It's all of January. Unfortunately, it starts in November and goes on till February.
That's like 3 months.
And then after the Super Bowl is over, then, you know, you get,
sugars come down.
Okay. All right. There we go. Which is why at Longevity, we do that longevity health analysis. Yes. It's a free health analysis. And doctor, why don't you explain why that's so important?
Well, we do two tests. One is a simple measurement test. We measure the amount of fat and muscle in all four extremities and in your torso. And we look at intracellular and extracellular waters. The degree of fat and muscle will tell us how much risk you're at for a wide variety of degenerative cardiovascular diseases. The other thing we're going to look at is our A1C. And if this, you know, last caller had come in and we saw he was at 5.8, we'd have raised the roof because we don't accept that.
Well, even before that, Jerry, well, actually, no, the health analysis would not tell us that. It was the blood draw. I was going to go with the fasting insulin and fat and the glucose.
But that's what we would be doing next is if we saw 5.8, we want to bring him in. We'd do a fasting insulin and a fasting glucose. We'd see what his insulin level was at rest, fasting. And then we'd give him a sugar load, 75 grams of glucose. And 30 minutes later, we would recheck his insulin and his sugars to see how high they went. In other words, how much insulin is he producing in order to get a sugar down to a certain spot? So yes, if we saw that A1C, we would be doing an evaluation to take a look at his insulin production, his pancreatic function, and see how much insulin resistance he's got. Because that tells us how big a job we've got in correcting his prediabetes.
Because a lot of these patients start developing what we call non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Yes.
And so, you know, we used to say fatty liver disease happens only in alcoholics, but now we're seeing that the liver gets congested and it's not functioning properly. Remember, your liver is your detox organ. So if you're pre-diabetic, we start picking up signs of damage very early on. Yep. And some of them are easy, some of them are hard, and you don't find out till much later.
So to kind of go around to your question a bit, we start with that initial free screen. We bring you in, we do a history, we do those two tests, we take a look and see what is your degree of risk for a variety of things. Then if we see that you're at high risk, we encourage you to go ahead and let us do then a full laboratory panel. That'll break it down and give us a lot more information about what it's going to take to fix your problems and how serious are those problems. So the free visit is a screen. Mm-hmm. And then if that screen picks up stuff, then we want to go ahead and do a full panel. And the full panel, yes, we do charge for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's $595, but that gets you about $2,000 worth of lab work and an hour with one of my physicians. So that's a pretty good combination for under $600.
Yes, and very important to get that information and talk through why you're feeling the way you're doing. Yeah. Because you don't want to be weaker
and what we
fatter,
can do about it.
And slower.
That's right.
What do we want to be, Dr. Mixon?
Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Happier, yes. To make that health analysis appointment, all you have to do is get on the phone and make a call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Now, when you go to our website, you can see the days and times available at the clinics near you. Find one in Linwood, Tacoma, or Kirkland. And you can find and also make an appointment on a Saturday at the Kirkland Clinic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have Saturday appointments available as well. Most important thing is take that first step and make that call.
You know, you'll meet with the doctor. They will review your issues with you even after the free evaluation, and that the same provider will then take care of you if you decide to do the bigger panel. Mm. And that allows for continuity of care. So you're not, you know, just meeting anybody. Well, sometimes they're all out, yes, but most of the time you'll be meeting with a medical provider who will then be taking care of you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So that number again, 866-86-YOUNG, or you can go to our website, lmclinic.com. LM stands for Longevity Medical. We just made it easier for you. lmclinic.com. All right. Phone lines are lighting up again. Let's take another call. We have Dennis on the line. Hi there, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I've got a question about a friend who is 81 years old, and his doctor recommended having stem cell in his knee, both knees, okay. actually, which isn't bad. But my friend asked him, where does the stem cell come from? And he said, it's from women who have just given birth.
Okay.
And I thought that sounded a little weird. Do you have a comment on that?
So they are artificial cells. Yeah, they're placental stem cells. Yeah, they're talking about.
But if they're stem cells and they've been frozen to get them to him,
we don't know what is in there. Yeah,
yeah, they're dead. Stem cells are fragile and they don't tolerate freezing worth a hoot. And the only places that can do that sort of active. Other people's stem cells are not in the United States.
Well, I didn't think we could do it legally here.
That's why it's not in the United States.
Yeah.
You have to go down someplace like Panama, where near Reardon is at. That's a $30,000 pop. If you're going to do stem cells, there are two places that you can get good, fresh, viable stem cells, and that is your bone marrow. Or your fat, okay? Now, Dan Nelson,
right.
the guy that we use most of the time here, he uses your bone marrow. And so he'll numb up your hip or your iliac crest, and he'll go in and gather some bone marrow. They'll spin it down. They'll separate out the stem cells and the PRP, and they'll inject those into your joint. I've had that done twice, in my hip and once in my shoulder, and it's worked beautifully. The other source is adipose stem cells.
Fat cells.
And those are kind of fascinating. They're a lot harder and more difficult to process because fat cells have a lot more stuff in there, a lot more stromal stuff than the bone marrow. So it's a more complex process, and yet your fatty tissues are actually richer in stem cells. Mm. So it's a mix like most things in life.
Can I donate my fat cells?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Oh, look, she donated too.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
fat is the only human tissue that actually increases stem cell activity with age.
Mm. Okay.
Everything else,
yeah.
Our stem cells become more sparse and less viable with age. So the older you are, the less active your bone marrow cells are going to be. Although Dan tells me he's done many people in their 80s and they get perfectly good results. Mm-hmm. So whatever stem cells are there are apparently enough to do the job. Mm. But if you're doing pure measurements, then the adipose tissue actually has more stem cells, but it's a far more complex separation and isolation procedure with more places for things to go wrong.
Okay. Which is why Dr. Nelson most likely, he chose the other.
He chose the other end. Mm-hmm. But I know doctors who do both.
Yeah.
And both are perfectly acceptable, and they can both give you perfectly good results. But I would stay away from somebody who's selling you other people's stem cells.
Well, it's not legal.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Is that helpful, Dennis?
Yeah. It's very helpful. And my friend is in Phoenix. I'm assuming there are people in Phoenix.
There are.
And I know when we moved down here to the Vancouver area, I called Dr. Nelson's office to see who he would recommend in the Vancouver-Portland area, and he gave me a very good reference.
Uh-huh.
So would... would he be a good source to call to find somebody in Phoenix? Or,
well, you could at least try. I don't know who he knows in Phoenix. You know, we've never specifically talked about that.
Right.
But the reality is he knows people in the community. Yeah. And so, I mean, there is a relatively small community of first-rate stem cell people. And he's one of them, so he knows the others.
There you go.
So,
or a quick flight from Phoenix to SeaTac, and ta-da.
That's right.
There you go, with Dr. Dan Nelson. He's pro-ortho. I can give you his phone number. It's 425-823-4000, and that's pro-ortho with Dr. Dan Nelson. 425-823-4000. Okay?
Great. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Thank you for the call, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dennis. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and your calls. Phone lines are open right now. 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
I started playing in the Puget Sound Senior Baseball League when I was 51, and I started pitching. And the guys, my regular catcher for the 3 years before I started the program, was catching me one day after I'd started on the program. And he came out about the third inning and he said, "Dude, I don't know what you're doing, but you've gained about 5 or 6 miles an hour in your fastball." And I didn't go into think about longevity at the time, but I just kind of knew that that was what was making the difference.
Boom, 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 boom.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
And my answer to this young man is, if she's somebody you got to worry about when you're apart, get yourself a girlfriend. Let her worry, too.
There you go. There you go. Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. Dr. Jerry Mixon here to answer your calls, along with Dr. Samira Umat. I'm Lynette, and here is our phone number to call in, 800-465-8770. Be part of the show with your questions about your health, your aging health, maybe a recent diagnosis or some symptoms you're having. We'd love to talk with you this morning. We are live in the studio. Let's go to Enumclaw. Christine is on the line. Hi, Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Good morning, everybody. The question I have is, could you please tell me all there is to know about hammer toes?
Hammer toes.
You know, I'm not sure I can tell you all there is to know about any subject on earth, sweet girl.
But if there's anyone close.
Okay.
What do you know, Dr. Mixon, about hammer toes?
I have very high confidence that you will give lots of information, sir.
What?
Well, I'll do my best.
I have to second that, Dr. Mixon, because I was reminded recently that, you know, people come to the clinic and they want to know what you're doing. They want everybody to ask, I want you to do what Dr. Mixon does.
Yes. The problem with that, of course, is what Dr. Mixon does is Dr. Mixon's best guess this week as to what should be done. And Dr. Mixon's opinion changes as the data changes.
That is true.
And the data changes at a fast pace if you're looking.
That's right.
If you're not looking, you can be set back where you are.
As I'm always reading the studies and the numbers, I keep coming across little tweaks I want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, hammer toes. First of all, let's describe what they are. Okay. If you take off your shoes and socks and put your feet down on the ground and push your toes down like you were going to take a step, hammer toes are toes that in which the first joint stays straight and then the second joint bends almost 90 degrees down towards the ground, and it looks like the head of a hammer.
Oh, okay. I was just doing it with my
hammer
foot.
Toes.
Okay.
Right. And it's a genetic trait. People are born with it. It's not a disease. It's not something that happens to you because of this, that, or the other.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord made you that way. Okay. So I wouldn't be worried about it. However, there is one thing that causes me concern with hammer toes, and that is along with the genome that causes your toes to have this particular configuration, there's also a high propensity for a peripheral neuropathy in which your feet, your toes, your feet, and your ankles all start going numb and getting altered sensation. And so there's a high incidence of peripheral neuropathy in people with hammer toes. Okay. That is something that you clearly want to address as soon as you start noticing any altered sensation in your feet and toes at all. But that particular shape of toe joints, it's of no major concern.
Well, except if it's so bad that now it's affecting your footwear and causing pain and then breaking the skin.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes people with hammer toes will have toenail problems because those toes keep wanting to point to the ground, and then the toenails get distorted and can't grow the way a toenail was designed to grow because it's being warped from the pressure of those misshapen toes.
Yeah, so the earlier you start seeing the curvature, you want to go to your podiatrist and have them get you some orthotics or some cover so that you don't break the skin and that they make alterations to your shoes so you can wear them properly and still walk without pain.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Christine.
Like I said, I don't know if I just told you all that is known about hammer toes, but I just told you all that I know about hammer
toes. There you go.
Okay? So we have to leave it at that.
All right. Thank you, Christine, for your call. Lines are open on Leading Edge Medicine this morning, and we would love to talk with you as well. Dr. Mixon here and Dr. Umat. Here's the number, 800-465-8770. If you'd like to get in quick, you can. We have phone lines open for you right now. We're headed to Monroe, and Liz is on the line. Hi there, Liz. Good morning.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you.
How can we help?
My question is about anesthesia. I've heard you speak about the possibility of cognitive decline for older people who've experienced anesthesia, and I'm considering a cosmetic procedure that requires a couple hours of anesthesia, and I don't want to lose cognitive.
Yeah. So yeah, you like to keep every brain cell you can, right? Yeah, it's okay.
Can you discuss which drugs and how much?
And how I approach it when I need anesthesia. Yes, I'll be happy to share that. Because I always sit down with the anesthesiologist and have a nice chat. I don't let them walk in the room and put me to sleep. So.
Which is what most of them do.
Yes.
Most of them do.
Oh, hey, I will be your anesthesiologist today. I'll see you when you wake up. Goodbye.
No, that's not the way I do it.
99, yeah.
I talk to the surgeon first, and I explain my concerns. And I tell them I want to consult with the anesthesiologist before surgery. We're going to have a little chat. So here's the thing. The older you get, the more fragile your brain tends to be. Children have enormous plasticity in their brain. They can have injuries and bleeds and all sorts and recover from them because their growing young brain will compensate and change and adjust. As we get older, we lose that plasticity and our brains become more fragile. The blood supply is decreased. The oxygenation is decreased. There's been many more decades of glycolic damage from our sugars and high insulin levels. And so because older brains are more fragile, we simply need to treat them with more care. Now, the original studies that showed that IQ drops with surgery were done on people having coronary bypass surgery, and they had to go on a heart-lung bypass machine, and they stopped their heart completely, and we were dependent on the bypass devices to keep them oxygenated and circulated.
Their flow was probably already marginal.
Their flow was already bad because they had enough vascular disease to need a coronary bypass procedure, which means if their heart had that kind of disease, their brain did too. So when those people got put on bypass pumps, their IQs dropped appreciably. I mean, they would have a 10, 15, 20-point drop. And sometimes they would never really recover from it. They just were never quite the same after their surgery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what basically set off the alarms. We said, okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
What's going on here? Well, that was an extreme anesthesia in an extreme vascular embarrassed person. So we would expect a big drop.
Right.
The reality is, the better shape you are in when you go to surgery, the more tolerant your brain is probably going to be. Mm. The shorter the procedure, the better. The better oxygenated you are able to stay, the better. The fewer toxic drugs they have to use to poison you into unconsciousness, the better. Okay. So what I always tell my surgeon, and I, you know, I've now had a procedure where the vertiflex was put into my back. And then I had recently about early December. So 2 months now, 2.5 months ago, I had some metal removed from my left hip. Mm. I had some old screws from when I had broken my hip glacier skiing, and they had screws in there, and the screws had backed out and were rubbing against the bursa. So I had them go take the screws out. In both of those procedures, I talked to the anesthesiologist. I told him my concerns. I said, I don't want an inhalation anesthetic, okay? No gases. I would like to stay well oxygenated, blow that oxygen up my nose. I want to hear my nares flapping in the breeze. And and I want propofol, okay? Propofol is a short-acting sedative. It puts you to sleep, but it's not a very good anesthetic per se. But it's a great sleep agent. It's what Michael Jackson was using to sleep at night. He had an anesthesiologist. He'd hook up an IV and take IV propofol. The problem is that apparently nobody was there to turn it off once he was asleep. And and he just ran so much propofol in that he stopped breathing.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
That was
what not to do.
Which is why his estate sued the doctor. But propofol in the hands of a competent anesthesiologist is very, very good. They can manage it. They can turn it up and down in a moment. It takes effect in a matter of a second or two.
Mm. Okay, but what about pain control?
Ah, that's where I tell the surgeon. That's where his part of this comes in.
Don't hurt me.
I want local anesthesia.
Okay. See, and, don't hurt me.
Right. So I want regional and local anesthesia. Top this off.
Yeah.
You know, with both a short acting like lidocaine and a longer acting like bupivacaine.
Yeah.
And get me a mix of short and long acting local anesthesias infiltrated into the area where you're working, as well as the propofol to put me down and bring me back up in a hurry.
Well, again, so for the vertiflex, where it was regional and in the back, that might be
easier. That was very simple.
But
the hip was
a little harder.
But they did it.
Yeah. But, and then also, you know, the patients, our caller is wanting to know about cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. We don't know where it is and how, what kind of incisions there.
But, you know, if it's a face, let's say.
That should be.
I'm going to guess. Yeah. It's a facelift. You got the trigeminal nerves.
Yeah.
You hit those trigeminal nerves right in front of your ear, that half of your face will go numb.
Well, it could also be a mommy makeover or something.
It could be
like
a mommy
that.
Makeover. Yeah. But if it's a tummy tuck. Again, there are those regional nerves. You can get an epidural.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth asking. Definitely ask the question and see what is the best option for you.
Yeah. Is there another option other than going under?
Right,
and
exactly.
Because you might not remember all these big words, but you can talk to your anesthesiologist and also to the surgeon to see are there options.
And if you tell them you have concerns, you know, they are honest professionals.
Right.
They will do their best job to keep you as light as practical. Does that answer your question?
Helpful, Liz?
That does help a lot. Thank you. Is there anything other than the inhalations that you just really want to avoid?
No. The inhalation anesthetics are the deepest ones. They take you deeper than anything else. And so, you know, and they compete with oxygen in your lungs. And I just want straight, good old-fashioned oxygen going into my lungs when I'm under. Mm. All right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank
Good
you
luck. So much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
I hear the music, which means we're going to take a quick break. Phone lines are wide open for you with your questions. We've had so many callers already this morning, but there is room for you right away. We can get you right on at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.
My wife was the one who listened. She goes, you got to listen to this guy. It makes a lot of sense. You know, he just made a lot of good common sense. You know, like you said, you don't measure, you don't know. I mean, physically, I'm stronger and faster than I was 10 years ago.
Yeah, my man. All right.
You're tapping your toes, Jerry. I saw them.
Hey! Back with Leading Edge Medicine this morning. Hi there. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon in the studio, answering so many questions this morning. We started with a bang there. Room for you on the phone lines. Let me give you that number real quick. 800-465-8770. We can get you right in the queue and talk with you about whatever is ailing you or concerning you about you or a loved one. 800-465-8770. Now, Dr. Umat, we have you here. It's the beginning of the year. And you are in charge of the beautiful medicine portion of Longevity Medical Clinic. We call it Bella Medica.
Indeed.
Yes. And okay, give us an update. What's new? What's happening? What should we look forward to in the next few months?
There's lots of things going on at Bella Medica. And with beginning of the year and then Valentine's Day just around the corner, a lot of people are looking to see what they can do to, you know, just make themselves that much better. Prettier. You know what I found out recently was that we're actually seeing a lot of men in the practice now, which makes me very happy. Because traditionally, people have always said, well, this is, you know, for women. And yes, you know, a lot of women do come to our practice. But I think men should also take care of themselves.
Of course they should.
They like to look good,
inside and outside. So at Longevity and Bella Medica Combination, we provide the whole package, which is inside and out. So when you start feeling good on the inside and you want to touch up on whatever it is that bothers you on the outside, we can literally do anything for the face and body. So any non-surgical aesthetic procedure, we have the ability to perform that. We have a wonderful team, and they're really amazing. You come in for a free consultation. You can go to our website and book it or call the clinic, and all your consultations are an hour long, and they're completely free. Now, we do ask for a credit card hold, because if you are not able to come in at the last minute, we will charge because somebody was waiting for you for an hour. If, however, you're not able to come in and you call us and let us know, we will cancel that appointment and there's no charge. So this is just a hold because somebody's waiting for you for that appointment. But we do not charge your card if you come in. If you come in and you purchase something, then, you know, obviously that's what we want. But if you don't, there's no charge for you. This is a free consultation for you. So the team will go over your medical questionnaire that you are asked to fill out, but then we pay attention to what your particular needs are. And in aesthetics, it could be anything. It could be from treating hair loss on the scalp to wanting to get rid of body hair. It could be treating fine lines, blood vessels, hyperpigmentation, tightening, or it could be body contouring, heat therapies, weight loss for in body contouring for that weight loss. It could be literally anything.
Oh, tattoo removal.
Huge part of what we do. We're seeing a lot of men coming in for tattoo removal lately. And that is, you know, if you're going to think about who the tattoo artist is going to be and put in a lot of thought into it, I say put in just as much thought when you're ready to get rid of that tattoo. But that same machine is actually good for collagen stimulation, pigment removal, and it can do a lot of different things. And all of our master aestheticians are trained and they have licenses that allow them to use these expensive and complicated lasers.
Well, and there's a wide variety of things that can be done. I was kind of thinking of the mommy makeover.
Yeah.
You know, where you come in and you start by thickening up your hair because it's just getting a little thinner after that last pregnancy, you know, 10 years ago. and use a little Botox around the eyes and on the forehead to just kind of get those furrows and lines to fade away. And then we go ahead and use what is the one with the little microneedling and the electrical
current? Potenza.
Potenza.
Yeah. Radio frequency microneedling or microneedling skin pen.
Yep. But the Potenza tightens up that skin around your eyes and across your cheeks. And
also, we can use Potenza on the abdomen, and then we work with the Tempsure, which is a heat machine, which then tightens up the skin.
And you can use the fillers. Yeah. You know, you got the Botox, you got the fillers to fill in where the things are starting to sag. And those fillers can be anything from 6 months on some all the way up to, there's one that I suspect is going to turn out to be permanent. You know, it was rated by the FDA for 5 years, and then there's studies showing it's still there in 10 years. My guess is it's going to be there forever. So there's fillers that we can do to kind of raise those cheekbones again and get rid of some of those deep furrows around your nose to your mouth.
Yeah, we've gotten great results with that for old acne scars that have left lesions for people.
Yep. Yeah. And we can get rid of that little sag under your chin.
Yeah.
And then we can go down and you got flabby upper arms. We can make those go away. You keep the arms, we just get rid of the flag.
You kind of need the arms as a mommy.
That's right.
That's true.
And but then we've got devices that if you've got those old stretch marks from having
blood
your babies
vessels, stretch marks,
or scars from appendicitis or C-sections, we can smooth out those scars and make them pretty. You know, we can reshape your thighs and your tush if that's really what you want. So as I'm kind of going through the list, we can do a lot of stuff to make women far more attractive.
And men.
Well, that was my next question. That's the mommy makeover. Do we have a stud?
Daddy makeover?
Do we have a stud package?
Yeah, a stud package. Look at that. I was saying daddy makeover, but
let's talk the stud package.
Do stud packages too if you like.
See, that's my thought. I'm just thinking, most guys want to be thought of as a stud.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, we got it.
We don't want the dad bod.
No. The beer bod. yes, we do. And we top it all off with a good skincare. When you're
the following
so
is a paid program
money,
on this station.
When you are spending so much to start to look better, then you want a good skincare line that'll help maintain the investment that you've made on yourself. And our girls are great in choosing the right mix for you, even if it means mixing providers. So, you know, whether it is Skin Medica, Skin Better, Bella Medica line or whatever, but they'll choose the right combination for you. And we'll keep it as simple as possible. I know that most people want simplicity. They don't want 10 different things to be applied at 10 different times. But we will address the issue that you come in for, and we'll make it as simple as we possibly can.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. And we can also call and get a hold of Bella Medica at that same number, 866-86-YOUNG. Mm-hmm. That will also get a, say, I would like to talk to Bella Medica about coming in for, we like to call it a beautiful new you consultation.
Or you can go to our website, bellamedica.com, or look us up on Instagram and Facebook.
There you go. And you can find us there and get more information about Bella Medica. All right. Just a few minutes away from 9 o'clock. Phones are ringing. And if you have a question, here's the number, 800-465-8770. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim, get started. Jim's calling in from Duval. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi there. 65-year-old male. Just had a physical last week. And my PSA lab was high. It was around 9.14. Just wondering, the doctor gave me a couple of choices. I could get it retested in a month, or should I be referred to urology?
That's a great question. And actually, it's something that I also wanted to bring up today. So I'm glad you called. Why don't we is this the first time you've had a high PSA?
I think so. It's been quite a while since I've had a full blood work done, but I couldn't really say.
Okay. When was your last PSA done, do you know? Roughly? 2 years, 5 years?
I could probably look. Yeah, from five, it probably.
Okay. All right. Well,
we have about a minute and a half here.
Yeah. PSA, generally we like to keep it under 4. Although as men age, if they've got a large prostate or a chronic inflammatory process in the prostate, the PSA can be significantly higher. Prostate-specific antigen is a sign that we want to take a closer look at the prostate. It's not necessarily a sign of cancer.
There are three things that will cause the PSA to go up: infection, inflammation, and cancer.
Yep.
And that's why we are asking, what was it earlier, so that we can kind of gauge. And you know, as men's prostate enlarges, the PSA also will enlarge. So, the reason I'm hesitating is we are coming to a hard break. The station will take a little, will take us off the air in a minute, and we do want to spend some time. I wonder if we should just go to a break and then come back and tackle this PSA issue. It's important. Well,
the 9 a.m. break is a hard break. We don't get to move that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, Jim, stay right there. We're going to dive into this a little bit deeper with Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umet and talk about prostate and the PSA numbers, what that means, and what the possibilities could be other than just cancer.
Now we can do the workup.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be right back with you, Jim. Hang on the line. And we have room for you on the line as well at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We have one more hour on the air with the Leading Edge Medicine, and we invite you to stay tuned. Stay right there. We'll be back.